Okay, so this week is Parashas Kisetze. So the Haftorah that we're going to lain is the Haftorah of Rani Akara Lo Yalada, which is Yeshaya, the beginning of Perek Nun Daled. We will also lain the Haftorah of Aniyaso Ara, which we missed on Parashas Re'eh, because Parashas Re'eh was Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to double dip. It happens that Aniyaso Ara is the continuation of Rani Akara Lo Yalada. These are both haftarahs of Nechama, but there are some differences between them and that are worth focusing on. First of all, the theme of Rani Akara Lo Yalada is that you have this barren woman. She didn't have children. She pitzri rina betzahali lo chala, be happy. Lo chala means the woman who never went through childbirth should be happy. Ki rabim b'nei shomeima mi'b'nei v'ula amar Hashem, that you will have more children. You are the shomeima, you are the desolate one. You are the child of Churban, and you will end up with more children than b'nei v'ula, than the nations who oppressed you. And you'll have so many children, the harchivim makom ha'aleich, b'yos mishkan oseich yatu atach sochi, you can have so many children that you'll fill up homes, ki yamin of smo tefrotzi, you'll spread out to different countries, etc. And the Navi continues, ki ki isha su azuva batsuas ruach kra'ach Hashem, ve'eshes nurin kisim ma'es amar lokayach, meaning that you are like the type of woman who is saddened, who is deserted, like the wife who is left by her husband, but that's not so bad because the husband is still alive and he's not dead. Right? In other words, things will come back. You have been deserted. It's a short time. Berega katona zavtich. There's like a song about that, right? I left you for a brief moment. Beshetzef ketzef, according to one Perush and Rashi in the Radak, that means it's also a short time, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to return you. So the basic yesod is that there are two ideas. Sometimes a person is in tzaris right now, but the person has a bright future to look forward to, and that mitigates the tzaris. There are other times that the tzaros are mitigated because the present tense is not so bad. The galus that we are in is the type of galus that, to some extent, the present is not all that bad, right? We, even if we have power outages in Teaneck or whatever it is, but the present is not terrible. But nonetheless, it ain't great. There are times when it's really bad also. But when you look forward to something good, so that mitigates the pain. So the pitzri rina v'tzahali lo chala, the woman who has not entered childbirth, right? That's one element. But there's also the woman who entered childbirth, who's in terrible pain during childbirth, but there's something bright that's going to happen in the future, and that takes away that pain. So the Navi is giving two elements of Nechama. One element of Nechama could be that things are not so bad, right? The other element of Nechama could be that you are looking towards the future when you're going to have many children. In the next Haftorah of Aniyaso Ara, you also have the same idea. Hine anachi marbitz papuch avonayach yisantich basapirim. Right? This is actually, the Navi is speaking about how your land is going to have precious stones as the pavement. Everything will be grand. It's the same type of idea that you can look forward to a better future. And looking forward to a better future, that itself is a nechama. So one type of nechama is hope in the sense of I can look forward to something that can be better. I'm in the middle of reading Angela Duckworth's book called Grit, which is an awesome book. So her chapter about hope, she begins by saying, I happen to like the type of books that do popular things but are data-based. So like Brené Brown rocks. She has genuine data to, you know, explain why shame is a bad emotion, etc. It's research that's data-driven. So Angela Duckworth in Grit, what she talks about is that the word hope has two meanings. Hope can be a sense of generalized belief that, okay, I believe somehow, it's almost like magic, that, okay, something good will eventually happen. And I have something to look forward to, but I have no real way of imagining or no real way of making that happen. But the Navi promises me, and that is okay. That takes away some of the pain of Golos, because the Navi is promising me that the streets are going to be paved in stones, and the Navi is promising me I'll have so many more children in the future, so that's okay. But there's another element of hope that Angela Duckworth talks about. She says that hope is not only like a magical belief, but it's also a resolve to make things better. That I can make a decision that I will actively work to make things better. It's biyadi la'asos. She doesn't use those words, but that's what she means. The Navi talks about that in Ani Aso Ara. Bitzdakati konani. Racha ki me'osha ki lo sirayu. Mimichita ki lo sikrabi lecha. Elayach. Right? Meaning, bitzdakati konani, if we do mitzvahs and we do tzedakah and we are compassionate and we take care of the poor, etc., 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 so then the Ribbono Shel Olam will take us out of galus. Which means it's not just this magical hope, oh, it's going to happen. It's biyadenu. It's a resolve that we can actually make things better. So that is a point that the Navi makes. Now, this Haftorah, both Rani Akara and Ani Aso Ara, is also the Haftorah of Parshas Noach. Why is it the Haftorah of Parshas Noach? Because the words Noach make it. No, ki me Noach, right, in the end of Rani Akara. Ki me Noach zos liyash enishbati me'avor me Noach al ha'aretz. That these are like the waters of Noach. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I made a shavua that the world will no longer be inundated, will be flooded over, etc. Right? In other words, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is promising that you're going to have children and things will be okay, but nonetheless, people often don't believe that the promise. Because if things are bad now and you're saying things are going to be good, but maybe things are going to be good for a short amount of time, it's going to become bad again later. So the Navi says, "Ki meinach zos liyash enishbati," meaning I made a promise that that the mabul won't happen again, and trust my promise, "Ki haharim yamushu v'hagavos temutena," the things that seem the most solid on this planet, the mountains, etc. You could have earthquakes, mountains can come down, but my promise, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, my promise will never go away. Great. The problem is, the reason why this is the Haftorah for Parshas Noach is because the Pasuk says, "Ki mei Noach zosli," that the Mabul is the waters of Noach. But Nishala Tasheila, what do you mean the Mabul is the waters of Noach? You may think Noach is the good guy who saves the Dor, right? Who saves humanity. The Mabul is not mei Noach. How is it called mei Noach? So the Zohar has a famous comment that it's called Mei Noach because Noach is responsible for the Mabul in the sense of, unlike Avram Avinu, who davened for the generation, Noach doesn't daven at all. As such, it's called Mei Noach. That is another element of this notion of not just having magical belief that things will get better, but having a resolve and having biyadenu la'asos to make it better. The fact that the Mabul is called Mei Noach because he didn't daven, that indicates that if we would daven, right, it's biyadenu. We can in the galus. And that is part of the Nechama. So part of the Nechama is the promise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, things will get better. The, right, what's the movie in American Tale, like Five Moskowitz, the in America, the streets are paved with cheese. None of you have.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's Parshat.
I've seen it.
Right? Okay, this is like ancient history. But the point is, not only are there promises that things will be better, but it's also b'yadin la'asos. We can make things better ourselves. We can make things better b'tzdaka tikonani. We can make things better in the sense of main noach that tells me that, listen, if you daven for the door, you can get out of galus. So these are the points I wanted to make about the Haftorah, and we should have a really good Shabbos.